laughing and everything, saying stuff like, ha-ha-ha, that old trick again. Someone shouted, fire. And they did.
The dead men?
I joined the Legion with your mind, the corporal began.
Forget?
Said Albert. That's right, forget. And I've been getting good at it. But I'm not going to forget my old mate Nadja Malik, stuck full of arrows and still giving the enemy what for, said the corporal. Not for a long time. I'm going to give it a try, mind you.
Albert looked up at the battlements. They were empty.
Someone formed them up in formation and they all marched out afterwards, said the corporal. And I went out to look just now, and there was just graves, and they must have dug them for one another.
Tell me, said Albert, who is this someone to whom you keep referring?
The soldiers looked at one another.
We've just been talking about that, said the sergeant. We've been trying to remember. He was in the pit when it started.
Tall, was he?
Said Albert.
Could have been tall, eh? Mm-hmm. Could have been tall,
nodded the corporal.
He had a tall voice, certainly.
He looked puzzled at the words coming out of his own mouth.
What did he look like?
Well, did he look loud and deep? Said Albert.
The corporal grinned with relief.
That's him, he said. Private Bo, can't quite remember his name.
I know that when he walked out of the sergeant began, and began to snap his fingers irritably.
The thing you open and shut. It's made of wood. Hinges and bolts on it. Thank you. Gate. That's right. Gate. When he went out of the gate, he said... What was it he said, Corporal? He said, every last detail, sir.
Albert looked around the fort.
So, he's gone.
Who?
The man you were just telling me about.
Oh, yes. Have you any idea who he was, Effendi? I mean, it was amazing. Talk about morale.
Esprit de corps, said Albert,
who could be nasty at times.
I suppose he didn't say where he was going next.
Where who was going next? Said the sergeant, wrinkling his forehead in honest inquiry.
Forget I asked, said Albert.
He took a last look round the little fort. It probably didn't matter much in the history of the world whether it survived or not, whether the dotted line on the map went one way or the other. Just like the master, to tinker with things. Sometimes he tries to be human too, he thought, and he makes a pig's ear out of it.
Carry on, sergeant, he said, and wandered back into the desert.
The legionnaires watched him disappear over the dunes, and then got on with the job of tidying up the fort.
Who do you think he was?
Who?
The person you just mentioned.
Did I?
Did you what?
Albert crested a dune. From here the dotted line was just visible, winding treacherously across the sand.
Squeak! You and me both, said Albert.
He removed an extremely grubby handkerchief from a pocket, knotted it in all four corners and put it on his head.
Right,
he said. But there was a trace of uncertainty in his voice.
Seems to me... we're not going to be logical about this.
Squeak?
I mean, we could be chasing him all over the place.
Squeak?
So maybe we ought to think about this.
Squeak?
Now, if you were on the disc, definitely feeling a bit strange, and could go absolutely anywhere, anywhere at all, where would you go?
Squeak?
Anywhere at all, but somewhere where no one remembers your name.
The Death of Rats looked around at the endless, featureless and above all dry desert.
Squeak. You know, I think you're right.
It was in an apple tree.
He built me a swing,
Susan remembered. She sat and stared at the thing. It was quite complicated. Insofar as the thinking behind it could be inferred from the resulting construction, it had run like this. Clearly, a swing should be hung from the stoutest branch. In fact, safety being paramount, it would be better to hang it from the two stoutest branches, one to each rope. They had turned out to be on opposite sides.